Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. Tte 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings to you all. I'd like to bless you all this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast, the brother segment. I'm your host, Deacon Bell. Just like to thank you all for listening and tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. I'm sending some feedback in the chat. Let me know where I'm at with my mic levels here, please. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope everything's coming in well. Give me 1 second here. Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Situated. All right. Well, praise Yah, saints. I don't see any info being typed in, so I'm assuming I'm coming in okay. Hallelujah. Just hit the mic. All right, praise Yah. Praise Yah. Well, saints, we had some good preaching yesterday by the man of Yah, feeding the sheep. As always, our faithful shepherd, doing his due diligence and ministering the word faithfully, righteously, as he always does. But so hallelujah. We do thank the Father for that we do have a shepherd in this time and this hour. You know, because in these last times that we're in, you know, there's many a false shepherd out there, many a man that, well, men that have risen up, and they're leading us astray many souls. And I tell you, you look at a lot of the comments in pastors' YouTube videos. Some of the people will say things, you know, making comments, you know, against them, but there are people who are ignorant. They don't have eyes to see and ears to hear. But but accuse them of leading people astray and things like that, or preaching false doctrine, but yet, you know, they themselves don't have any fruit to show anything from what they're doing or what they're ministering to people. But you know, pastor's fruit speaks for itself, it shows for itself. You know, of course, we're those of us the sheep of this of his pastor. Those of us who are the people he ministers to, the sheep of his pastor, if I can say it like that. You know, we're the seal of his pastorship. You know, the fruit of his ministry. You know, we are, and I'm sure all of you brothers and sisters can testify how greatly you have benefited from the spirit of the man of Yah, from the anointing that the Father's placed on to give him to minister to us. So hallelujah. You know, so let the haters keep on hating, the dogs keep on barking, but you know, we're getting fed. And let's not despise the gift and not despise the table. Hallelujah. All right, praise Yah. Praise Yah. You know, Pastor got the award for the Hebrew Man of the Year award. And I do like to commend the shepherd on that. Bless you, sir. Tend to be given to a better man, a greater man. Well, hallelujah. So bless you, Pastor. And you know, speaking of that conference, you know, the pastor received that award. You know. You know, of course, you heard the preaching yesterday. Pastor said how we're light years ahead of these people. You know, it's very humbling at the same time. But, you know, we can see the manner and the measure of the word that we get here in this ministry, you know, how it's being fed and how it edifies us. But at the same time, you know, the people that attended the conference, I was watching the YouTube feed, and I couldn't help but notice the comments that were in the feed as Pastor was talking, especially when he started talking about biblical marriage. And there was a lot of women that were popping off in there. So even men too, just commenting and saying things like, you know, that's not of God. It's for a man to satisfy his own lust. I mean, everything you can, from A to Z, you name it, they were putting it in there. You know, they're just going off. And that's definitely a teaching that separates the sheep from the goats as well. You know, they don't want to get on board with the program of Yah. You know, they want to take his word, but they don't want to take the lifestyle or the culture of the book. But anyway, you know, so it's kind of very grieving even to look at that. And I had this one man that was typing in there. I can't remember his name, but you know, one thing he said about the biblical lifestyle, he says, "Not for me." At least he is honest enough to say, "It's not for me, and I don't condemn it. It's just not for me. I'm not against it." And, at least I can respect that. But, you know, of course, there's other men in there saying, you know, that's not in the word, and, you know, it's a sin and all that. You know, they were just, you know, of course, you know, they're just going on and on. And it was just a shame. Just a shame. Hallelujah. And, of course, too, you know, let me make this announcement real quick, just to help out with the meeting that Elder Rufus is going to be having here in Elder Rufus is going to be in Maryland at the My Place Family Fun Room on August 3rd at 4410 Stamp Road, Marlowe Heights, Maryland. From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Meet and greet is from 11 to 12. That's on August 3rd. I say it again, the My Place Family Fun Room at 4410 Stamp Road, Marlowe Heights, Maryland, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Meet and greet is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on August the 3rd. And saints, don't be late, please. Have respect for Elder and show up on time. So hallelujah. Go out there and listen to what Elder Rufus has to say. He'll have a lot of wisdom to share with you, and you just might learn something. Actually, you will learn something. Elder's a very wise man and very humble man. You got a lot. You'll benefit great if y'all go out there and listen to Elder. So hallelujah. Again, that's on August 3rd. But going back to the Hebrews meeting, you know, of course, that's even elders going meeting those people, having that meeting there. That's a result of the man of Yah going out fishing. Hallelujah. Finding those that are ordained to eternal life, those with ears to hear. And, you know, when you look at our people, as far as us as Hebrews, right? You know, those of us speaking really to us who are melanated. You know, we're Hebrews, so we don't want to deny our heritage at all. But you know, at the same time, saints, I really would like to just tell us, especially those of you who will be listening to this who really aren't a part of Straightway, but even those of us who are in Straightway as well too, the ministry. You know, it's you know, we really, you know, Pastor posted those videos about the Gentiles, you know, because that's a lot what's been sprung up since our pastor went to this conference, and people are, you know, asking questions about the Gentiles and things like that. And of course, there's even some people who are new and sincere with it, but you got a lot of people who are from a lot of these camps and other, maybe even other groups too, who are, you know, who have a problem with Gentiles being brought into the covenant, or being saved, then redeemed. You know, they want to look at them as being servants. And want them, of course, they want to get their revenge because of all the hurt and all the pain, because that's what's been ministered to them. You know, these, especially these camps, they feed off that hate and that bitterness that's been sold in into a lot of black folk from the atrocities of the transatlantic slave trade. You know, and all that, and of course, you know, there's a lot of pain there. But of course, they want to deal with it naturally. They want to get their revenge on the white man. You know, white man Esau, we're gonna get them. We're gonna reign over them. We're gonna rule over them. We're gonna get our revenge. We're gonna rape their women. We're gonna beat them. We're gonna kill them, and they're gonna be our servants in the kingdom. You know, so all that hatred, and all that bitterness they've got stored up within themselves. You know, a lot of that's ministered through them on the streets when they're out there cussing out people and doing the things that they do. You know, that hatred. You know, really, you know what? We just say it like this: they are the father of the devil. But when you run across them out there, you know who you're dealing with. You're not dealing with children of Yah. Yeah, they may be children of Yah after the flesh, the natural seed. But Pastor said in his videos on loving the strangers, you must be born again. So I don't care what color you are, what nationality you are. If you ain't born again, you're going to bust hell wide open. So you better get your wicked hearts right with Yah, especially if you want to make it into the kingdom. Because your flesh ain't going to stay. Now, I got a clip on the play from my elder Donnie, too, from his message on preparing. But so as we Hebrews, we're coming in. Now let's not be blind to what to the Spirit, to the Most High's program, being born again and washed in the blood of Jesus. So we really need to have our focus not on the flesh but on the Spirit. You know, not denying the flesh, not denying who you are, but that's not the main focus. Part of it, but that's not all of it. Don't hate the stranger. Love the stranger. All right. Let's go to Acts 13:41. I'm gonna read a little bit in that chapter. I just want to start. I hope everyone's doing well and had a wonderful day. We had some nice weather out. A little warm, but still nice weather. Hallelujah. Acts 13:41, and it reads. Oh, I'm going to read up. I'll start with, of course, it's talking about Jesus. The Messiah, HaMashiach, when he was raised up. I'll start at verse 36. We'll go down to 38 here. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. And by him, all that believe are justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder, and perish, while work in your day, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews saw, or the Yehudim saw, when the Yehudim were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Shabbat, the next Sabbath. Thanks for posting that in there, my faithful co-host, Brother Ugly. Bless you. Now, when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious, or the Yehudims and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of Yah. And the next Shabbat day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of Yah. But when the Yehudim saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of Yah should be first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Master commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, and thou shouldest be for salvation to the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of Yah. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Excuse me. And you know, brothers and sisters, a lot of Gentiles have been ordained to eternal life. But you see how our people acted, though. You know, they were mad. In verse 46, you know, they were filled with envy, especially against the things which Paul was preaching, him and Barnabas. And then many of y'all had to rise up. And they waxed bold and said it was necessary that the word of Yah should first have been spoken to you. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, you know, we turn to the Gentiles. They'll forget you. We're gonna feed the ones who want the word, because the Father's opened it up even unto them and granted them repentance unto life. The same thing which should have been given to you. Now look, let's go to Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 21. And it's a sad shame that our people, you know, always want to fight the Most High in this program. Don't want to obey, don't want to submit, you know, just, you know, because they're full of envy, full of demons. They really need a lot of deliverance. Some Gentiles should, once they were born again, they need to go out and lay hands and cast devils on all our people so they can receive the word of salvation, so they can hear. But hallelujah. And that's the same type of spirit that we got going on today, too. These Hebrews out here getting mad. They're seeing Gentiles, like they see pastors' YouTube videos or see the pictures of the congregation. Why you got those Edomites in there? Why you got those Gentiles in there? They don't want them receiving the word. They don't want them getting life. But yet, the Gentiles are coming in, provoking them to righteousness, provoking them to serve the Most High Yah like we should. Oh, okay, all right. Romans chapter 10. Give me one second. Let the screen all mess up. Give me a second here. Tell you what, we're going to start at verse. Oh, yeah, I said 13. Okay. Yeah. Got myself messed up here. Let's start at verse 14. All right, 13. But whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Of course, you know, we had a preacher go up the chart, right? Man of Yah, Pastor Dow. And how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. But I say, have they not heard? Verily, their sound went into all the world, went to all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. But I say, did not Israel know? First, Moses saith, I will provoke you to jealousy by them that are no people, and by a foolish nation will I anger you. But Isaiah is very bold and saith, I was found of them that sought me not. I was made manifest unto them that asked not after me. But to Israel, he saith, all day long I have stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. You know, that's our people. That's us Hebrews. Disobedient and gainsaying. And we rebel against the Most High and we make every excuse to justify our wicked behavior. Don't want to obey and don't want to do nothing. Father say go left, we break our neck to go right. This is the type of people we are. Some of us, not all of us. The righteous obey, the wicked don't. Bottom line. But of course, you know, when you look at the conference, the man of Yahweh up there, of course, a lot of the time that pastor was supposed to have had to preach that Shabbat, you know, he didn't get it all, but within that 45-minute time frame that he had to preach, he said a lot. And you could see how many people that were sitting there that were ordained to eternal life. When they asked them, who wants eternal life, and people raised their hands, and then as they kept going, hands dropped. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know, I thought you wanted to be saved. I thought you wanted, you know, you wanted eternal life. You're going to follow Yeshua. You're going to do the things that's required for eternal life. But when it comes up to, comes down to your soul and your possessions, you know, like the rich young ruler, he went away sorrowful. Oh, well, I can't do that. I got to have my purple Cadillac. Don't you, Brother Ugly? Don't you want that purple Cadillac instead of salvation? You know, it's worth more to you than your soul, right? Or a golden Mercedes for all your other saints in the chat. You know, come on, man. This temporal life is not worth anything that we're going to obtain from the Most High. Not worth anything at all. You know, love our soul more than our material possessions. Hallelujah. And, but you know, it's a sad thing. But, you know, but as far as our salvation being dependent just upon our flesh, you know, that's not going to cut it, though, brothers and sisters. So we got to be born again, washed in the blood, being a partaker with Christ. You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and play that clip I got from Elder Donnie real quick here. Let me cue it up here. I'm going to play that for you, saints. Give me 1 second. And let me know if y'all can hear it, too, please. All right, thanks. Give me 1 second. Let me try it this way. Hold on. Tell you what, I'll come back to that. Let's try it again another way. All right. But anyway, when y'all get time, go back and listen to Pastor's videos on Love the Stranger. He put up 3 days ago. Well, both the videos he put up about loving the stranger. The last one was put up 4 days ago. Well, the first one was put up 4 days ago. The second was put up 3 days ago. So listen to that. But I don't know if I can get that clip by Elder Donnie to play for us. But the gist of what he was saying. Wait a minute. I got one other way to try it. Hold on. Let me try it like this.
Delay here, right? Hard, right? In the forefront and going hard after and then giving up all and constantly learning and growing, right? These are brothers and sisters who we call white or of another nation, you know, as people like to say strangers, and all these other names they give, right? But you just look at their work ethic, and you look at how hard they work, right? Right? That's what I'm telling you, man. Flesh and blood ain't going to be nothing. They ain't nothing. They ain't doing nothing for none of us, right? We got to definitely get up off our asses, right, and get busy. I remember Sister Ashley, right, on one of the shows that she did. It was some years ago. And they were talking about racism, right? And I remember at the end of that message, she said this. She was like, listen, y'all need to teach me. You know what I mean? She talked about all of you descendants of slaves, you real true Israelites. You teach me how to serve Yah. Teach me. Y'all, anybody remember that? Teach me how to serve Yah. And she was literally just crying out, you know what I mean? Her soul, like, seriously, earnestly, teach me. But how are we going to teach it? Here we are, we so damn lazy, and we so full of ourselves, and we sitting here like, oh, I'm here, I've arrived. Let me tell you something, y'all don't need none of us, you know what I mean? He was willing to raise up people amongst them rocks, you know what I mean? Willing to do away with Israel. And we sit here like so arrogant, and so prideful, and so lazy and lethargic, you know what I mean? Come on now, like for real, let's do this thing, right? We got all the tools, but you know what? And I'm finding that what it is, we got to give up. We really got to give up of ourselves and our own will, you know what I mean? Our own will.
All right, that's the part I had for us, Saint. Hallelujah. I think I might have missed a couple of seconds on the front part. But one thing he was talking about, the other Donnie was talking about, he's like, you know, he's talking about the people we call Gentiles, white people, but, you know, just getting the vein of thought how a lot of these people in the camps and have that type of mindset. You know, if you have white flesh, you know, you're not Israel, you can't be a brother or a sister. But I'll tell you, if you have white flesh, you've been born again and filled with the Ruach, you're an Israelite now. More than a natural-born Hebrew, a natural-born Hebrew who's not filled with the Ruach and born again. Just because you got black flesh, far as I'm concerned, that don't make you Israel. You might be Israel, but you're just natural Israel, but you're not spiritual Israel. You're not really in the sheepfold until you've been born again, coming through the door, which is Yeshua. Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, praise God. But so a lot of, I hate to see a lot of that racist spirit trying to creep in amongst us. That's one thing Elder Donnie was talking about. He also mentioned it might make some of you mad, but you know when he was bringing that up about how the Gentiles, the Father bringing in what we call Gentiles, brothers and sisters, to provoke us to more righteousness, how they got a zeal and a work ethic that we don't have, and the Father's using them to show us what we should have, be more appreciative, being more on fire, more dedicated, you know, striving to be just like them, you know, so not being comfortable, not being complacent, just thinking, oh, well, I'm Israel, I can do whatever the heck I want to do, you know, but what did he say also about giving up our own will? A key thing there. Jesus didn't come to do his own will. We got to be the same way. Not my will, Father, but thine be done. But anyway, hallelujah. All right, let's go to James chapter 1. We'll read verse 21. God bless you, Brother Steve, Sister Wendell. See y'all in there, Brother Jeff. Hallelujah. Appreciate all what all you saints do in the background. Brother Ugly with the Straightway News. Brother Steve, you know, all the stuff that you do behind the scenes, the website and all that stuff that you help pastor out with. Greatly appreciate it when we get some feedback. All right, hallelujah. James 1:21. Oh, get my keyboard. All right, and it reads, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Brother Ugly, would you post in the chat the definition for that word engrafted, please? Hallelujah. And that's the Greek word number 1721. I think all I have is the there here in it. And it reads, inborn, implanted by nature, implanted by others, instruction. You know, and that word is giving us instruction on how to receive the word, you know, with meekness. And you see a lot of people, when the word is being preached, you see a lot of their pride manifest, you know, because they can't humble themselves and receive and grasp the word with meekness, you know, because they're too proud, you know. And then Yah resists them as well, you know, because he resists the proud, he gives grace to the humble, you know, those who are meek when they receive the word, they get the grace to receive. The proud, all they're going to take is a taking a, getting a head button from the Most High, because they're not going to humble themselves and not going to submit to his word to receive. Kind of like a, you know, a man and a woman getting together. The woman don't receive her man, he can't get in. Can't go into it. All right, hallelujah. You know, and there was a lot, you know, at that meeting. You know, a lot of people, you would say, you know, I think, well, some believe. You see those who really believed and those who didn't. Of course, you know, pastor's always looking for the ones who's going to be serious. He gave some instruction to the one brother. You know, you want the people that's going to be serious with you. That's like with any community living. You know, you want the people, you're going to start a community, listen to the wisdom that pastor has. You know, you don't want to just take any fly-by-night person. You want somebody to be with you all the way. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Acts 28:24. And I'm going to read. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. You know, we had a lot of that going on too. You know, you had some people sitting there hearing, but they weren't hearing. Or you know, they say, well, I can't do that, especially when it comes to community living, you know, because you got, when it comes to having all things common, you know, giving up your own will, doing, you know, being in submission or subjection. Well, you know, I know the Bible says that, but I don't believe it enough to do it. You know, because one thing that have the head knowledge, but it's another thing to actually get into the doing of it, the living of the word. You know, that requires you to die to yourself and to humble yourself as well too. Oh, hallelujah. But I can tell you this much, it's a blessing to be able to do so. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. I got a fly in here attacking me. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. Verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard? Ye also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his will. You know, neglecting our salvation. You know, we're hearing the word, and you know, we can't be forgetful. We can't be a forgetful hearer, not following up on what was spoken to us, not what was delivered to our ears. Especially, you know, being neglectful to do, you know, what we've been told, what we've heard. You know, even those that heard at the conference. I mean, I wonder how we'll see how greatly they heard, or how much the truth of Yah's word impacted them by what they do. You know, I'm sure some saw our brethren that were there. I'm sure they were. I know at least a few were impacted enough to strive hard, to go harder, and even to seek after the man of Yah to come, be able to hear more of what pastor's preaching and to learn. And others, you know, going the same old way. They're going with the purple Cadillac guy, get deeper in debt, thinking they're hearing from the Ruach, and they're not. That is not the Ruach speaking to you when he tells you to get in debt, like pastor said. That's just not the way it goes. You know, we had a sister that used to live here on the land. I remember one time in the dining hall. It was in the tabernacle. Yeah. Pastor was preaching. He's talking about something that sister, how the sister disobeyed, and he brought it up. He told her to do something. And giving instructions for something. You know, she didn't do it. You know, she didn't follow his instructions. She didn't do it. And anyway, that day, that particular Shabbat, pastor opened up the testimony line. you know, and that sister had gotten the, Sister Josie was her name, matter of fact, and she got in the testimony line. And one of the first things out of my office, she said, I heard what I didn't do. And all she was really doing was, you know, just listening, you know, justifying how she didn't, you know, obey the man of Yah, the instruction that was given to her. You know, the pastor always tell us, if you don't do what you, you know, if you don't do what you've been told, then you didn't, you know, you didn't hear. And so how about us, brothers and sisters? How much preaching are we not hearing? How much instruction are we not hearing, receiving and following? It's something to think about. Because, you know, that wouldn't be any of us, would it? You know, we all obey. You know, like Saul, hey, I've obeyed the word of the Most High. And then Samuel come by and say, hey, well, what's up with these sheep over here, these cows? And dang, man, the king's still alive. Look, I'll show you how to get it done. You know, of course, he cut up King Agag. You know, but, you know, and like Elder Donnie mentioned about us making excuses. You know, is that really it? We really like making our excuses and living by them? Let's not walk like that. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to let's go to Matthew 24, verse 12. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, verse 12. Excuse me, saints, I'm in the wrong chapter. I'm gonna think it looks right. All right, hallelujah. And let's read up a little bit. Start at verse 6. We'll start at verse 8. Excuse me, saints. All right, and all these things are the beginning of sorrows. Of course, you know, the disciples asked Jesus about the last day. That it's coming. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, you know, we look at this time we're in now, you know, we see a lot of iniquity abound, a lot of lawlessness. And especially love of many waxing cold. You know, like that our former brother, that Brian Coward, you know, his love waxed cold. I'm sure you've seen many other saints that fellowship with you in your various places, assemblies and everything, whose love waxed cold. You know, but why? Because their iniquity within them abound. They didn't get any deliverance. They didn't turn from their wicked ways, and that iniquity ate them up. They're bound. You know, and how about the people that get offended and shall betray one another, shall hate one another? You know, like I said before, people being with their father, the devil. All that's his characteristics, his nature. You know, getting offended for no reason. You know, you got a problem with your brother, go to him. Your sister, go to him. But you can let the devil carry you right on out. And remember what Pastor said yesterday, too. You know, the house of time, he wants to, he wants to prevent the word of Yahweh being made flesh in you. You know, manifesting in your life. Just to keep you from, abounding and striving in the truth. Or letting the truth of Yahweh's word manifest itself in your life so that, you know, receive things from the Father that you know that He has for you. Like you receiving the Ruach. That's the word of Yah being made manifest in your life, in your flesh. Getting deliverance, the word of Yah being made manifest in your flesh. Healing, being the word of Yah being made manifest in your flesh. You know, you got something tangible there. You know, of course, many deny it. Many don't want it. You know, some believe not. And I've talked to many people who don't They don't believe in healing, deliverance, receiving the Ruach. I mean, I'm sure all of you at the same time can testify the same thing. And that there are those that do, hallelujah. We're the ones who we don't deny the Most High. Don't deny His work. We believe and we do it. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to Second Timothy chapter 3. I'll start at verse 1. I'm just going to jump around a little bit, brother. I'll go down to verse 14. All right. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of Yah, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. We've heard this many a time now, brothers and sisters. We got our teak seats, our head cover sisters, our dresses, and got that form of godliness, but we deny the power to be God. It's okay to dress up the outside of the cup, but the inside is full of dead man's bones. And of course, verse 7, get ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You learn a lot of these doctrines, but they're not true. A lot of these false doctrines out here. The Lunar Sabbath, we even had somebody pop up with that spirit at the conference and got, shut down. I told the truth. I wonder if he can receive that word with the word of y'all was meekness and be told the truth about that doctrine. Probably not. Probably still believe it. Scoot down here. In verse 10, but thou, Paul's talking to Timothy, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but all of them, all the master delivered, Yahweh delivered. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But even when the seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. We got a lot of evil traits of man showed up in this chapter. Let's go back to the persecution, though. Paul said, my doctrine and manner of life, in purpose and faith and long-suffering, charity and patience. We say the same thing about Pastor. He passed the same thing to us. Y'all know how I live. He ain't hiding under a rug nowhere. He don't live in no great big old mansion nowhere. He lives here with the people, amongst the people. And a great example for any man of y'all that wants to, do things this way. So, excuse for, really none of us can make any excuses. Well, I can't live like that, Pastor. Well, hey, I'm doing it. You can do it too. And he even had, when we were first living there, he had that trailer with the, just plastic on the wall. He had the worst place out of all of them. So anybody want to complain, hey, it took away all the excuse. But with this conference, a lot of people getting together, let's not lose sight of things that can and will be happening. In verse 11, he talks about, Paul talks about his persecutions and affliction. And don't think persecution ain't coming, saints, because it still is. The hostile is out there. The enemy is out there. And we're going to be persecuted. If you're living godly, especially those of you who are making the moves to communities and things like that, you're going to be persecuted. They're going to hate you. They're going to lie on you. So just get ready. Don't be deceived. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you get up on cloud nine, you forget that the enemy's out there. He's going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. So I just want to make sure we don't take our eyes off the enemy. So hallelujah. We keep striving. But, you know, no matter what persecutions and afflictions may come, hey, just keep striving. Keep your eyes on the prize. You know what you're doing it for. You know, you're laying up your treasures in heaven, not here on this earth. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to let's go to Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23. Oh, let's skip down some. I'm not going to read all that, brother. Let's talk about the parable of the sower. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on the good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100, some 60, some 30-fold. What is to hear, let them hear. Skipping down, because the disciples came and asked Jesus, hey, Jesus, break this parable down to teach them. You know, tell us what you really think. And he answered, say unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. You know, that's why I'm speaking to them in parables, but explaining to you, you know, it's not given to them to know, but to you it is. You know, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. But he hath. You know, therefore I'm speaking to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, by hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and I should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You know, we've seen a lot of that going on, saints, even in this day and hour at the conference, but even every day with us as well, too. You know, we've been blessed with ears to hear, eyes to see, and a lot of us have been converted, but some of us have not been. But when you are converted, strengthen your breath. When you finally do hear, you know, when I read that, sometimes I think about what Pastor said. You know, truth isn't truth until you get it. A lot of times you're blinded by your doctrines, your perceptions, the way you think things should be or should be. You know, how you feel. All that stuff is in the way when you're hearing the word at times. And the Holy Spirit has to fight to reach you through all that junk in your mind and your head and your heart to get to fight all that to get to your heart to deliver the word so that you might be recovered. So that you can hear, so that I can hear, and you know, then we can repent and turn, and then once we're converted, we can strengthen our brethren, tell them, hey, look, man, I used to believe the same way, I thought the same way, felt the same way, had the same type of spirit, but now I can see and I can help you if you allow me to, and that's a lot of times that's what even what pastors doing, throwing a lifeline when he's ministering the word, you know, trying to recover us out of the snare of the devil at any given time when we give him place of fallen prey. You know, y'all remember yesterday when he asked the question, who in here is righteous? You know, not he said all the hands should have went up, but everybody didn't raise their hands at first because, you know, who wants to be self-righteous in yourself, but not of yourself, but our righteousness is of Christ. But, you know, but even that, you know, it's about your heart condemn you, you know, so he's still throwing the lifeline out, you know, trying to recover the sheep, saving the sheep. Like, hey, look, come on, your heart condemn you, hey, he's greater than your heart. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to let's go to John 6. John chapter 6. starting at verse 50. All right. So we'll start at verse 47. Verily I say unto you, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Of course, thanks. Don't forget to go back and read everything in context. If you would, please. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Thinking naturally. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. This is the bread which came down from heaven, as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. Let's skip down some. Of course, the disciples heard it, and they were murmuring at it. Hey, this is a hard saying. Who can hear? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? What if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. But Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. And you know, when Pastor was preaching, you know, at that conference, homesteading conference, at the meeting, you know, he said that when he brought up polygyny, biblical marriage, you know. And I told y'all about what I saw in the chat, all the women going off. You know, they were murmuring at the word there too. You know, they can't see the spirit of the word showing the biblical lifestyle from the scripture. You know, hey, a man doing that, you can't do that. That's wrong. No, it ain't. Your forced monogamy is wrong. I mean, it's okay to be monogamous. There's nothing wrong with it. But don't tell a man they can't have a biblical lifestyle just based off your, America or Western civilization's monogamy only doctrine. But, you know, so a lot of people, you know, have went back on the Most High when it comes to that doctrine and many other things too. Some people walk or turn away because of, you know, we don't keep the lunar sack, you know, preacher of rapture, you name it, you know, whatever, you just pick your flame, or because you can't have a purple Cadillac, you know. Sorry, brother, you can't have your purple Cadillac, bro. Now, you can if you want to get in debt, but don't say you're blessed, all right? Bless you, my brother. But you can't have a bow tie. We can afford that. Not go in debt for it. Now, many people, you know, they go back because they get offended at the truth. That's just all it is to it. You know, any truth that comes up, the truth that comes up could be your stumbling block. And don't forget about the elephant in the room yesterday when Pastor was preaching this Shabbat, you know, about being able to, having sex on the Sabbath. You know, some people believe it's lawful. Some people believe it's not. You know, some are going to believe. Some are going to believe not on that. Some will say, well, I'm not going to do my own flesh. Well, let's define that pleasure. He defined it. Now what? But anyway, hey, brother, I need to quit. Oh, hallelujah. But anyway, saints, let's make sure we keep a believing heart. All right. Hallelujah. Let's follow the Most High and just believe his word. All right, Sage, that's all I got for you tonight. And if you get time, why don't you go back and go over, read Acts chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 19. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. But anyway, I do bless you all, Saints. Thank you all for coming tonight. Time of fellowship. Don't forget to spread the word about Elder Rufus's meeting in Maryland. We got videos out, I'm sure. Marco Polo's. Just spread the word. Go out there. If you're close by Elder, go out there and support. Let me give you that information one more time. Let me get my phone to pull it up. Come on. Not going to do it. But anyway, Saints, I do bless you and thank you all for coming tonight. Love you all very much. Pray that you all have been strengthened some kind of way tonight, edified. Just keep in touch with the ministry. Stay abreast. Okay, I got it. All right. Let me get this address real quick for Elder Rufus, the meeting. He's going to be at the My Place Family Fun Room, 4410 Stamp Road, Marlow Heights, Maryland, on August the 3rd. The meeting's from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The meet and greet is from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So if you're out there, go support Elder Rufus. Want to hear what our beloved Elder has to say. You'll be greatly blessed and enlightened. I'm so sure of it. Hallelujah. Anyway, Saints, I do thank you all again. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Appreciate you for being my co-host, Brother Steve, Sister Wenda, Brother Jeff, all you Saints, you faithful Northern Saints who always are here every time. I do thank you all for coming especially. And for those of you who are going to listen to this, you know, just be blessed as well. You know, and open up your heart to the truth, you know, and follow pastor as he follows Christ. You know, many of you people out there that are starring on liberties or stumble across the straightway truth, you're so contentious. Just submit yourself to the Lord. Just hear what the man of y'all has to say. But anyway, Saints, I do bless y'all. Thank you. Keep us in prayer. Don't forget to keep doing your warfare prayers, binding and loosing, sending back curses, you know, because the enemy's out there. He's out there and he's not sleeping. He's not taking a break. So just don't be slack on it. Don't be slack on it, all right? Anyway, I do bless you all and thank you. Love you very much, family. Shalom.